I'm John Moore, and this is Exposition, an arts and culture podcast, and we're here at KRCU as well. I'm here with David Greer, who is going to be the guest coming up Friday, August 14th at Ivor Square Gazebo in the Rainout location is the old town hall. Welcome.
Yes, looking forward to it.
So you've been playing for quite a while. I've kind of looked around and you've kind of played all over, especially in Nashville, a Grand Ole Opry, little experience there as well. Kind of tell me where you got started.
Well, my father played the banjo. He played with Phil Monroe from 65 to 67. So I was always running around band rehearsals and shows. So it was just normal. All his friends were cool, quirky, which we all are, trying to figure out how to make a living playing a musical instrument. And Bill Monroe used to rehearse at our house. So, you know, you don't know why people treat him different, but you notice. And it's charisma. He had just a big charisma. It was way cool. So slowly I learned. My father showed me basic chords. And I would practice playing the records, playing rhythm guitar for years. I started when I was 6. I'll be 65 next month. That's 59 years of playing. So, yeah, there you go.
Well, it sounds like you got a really great start, you know, for anybody playing bluegrass. It is mostly picked up by people you're hanging out with and people that you're introduced to. Can you tell me a little bit about a flat picker and kind of the difference between how that is played and also kind of cross picking? Those are kind of two styles that you really delve into, and that's what you're really known for. Tell me about those two different styles that someone isn't aware of.
Well, you got a couple different kinds of picks. You got a thumb pick that wraps around your thumb, right? You seen those?
Sure.
All right. Well, those are called thumb picks or finger picks, depending on. They're two different things. A flat pick, oddly, is flat. who would have thought they'd have named it that?
Right, yeah.
So it doesn't fit on your thumb. It's flat. You hold it, and you pick the strings with that. So that's the way I do it. And they call it flat picking, which is weird because Clapton uses a flat pick. You know, Angus Young for AC/DC uses a flat pick. They don't call what they do flat picking, but they do if you're bluegrass, so I don't know. I don't tend to worry about what they call it. I don't really care. Cross picking is kind of like a banjo roll. You know how they got a thumb and two fingers and it rolls along? It's a little bit like that, sort of.
So a lot more melodic and harmonic, just playing out the full melody and the full harmonics of the story.
Full melody with any pick. That has no, that's your left hand plays the melody. The right hand hits the strings. That's the hand that has the pick in it. So one way people use cross picking is because the guitar doesn't have a whole lot of sustain, they'll keep repeating those three notes to fill out that space. So it's not just empty space.
If you're not playing with anyone, that works really well because you can fill out a full band, really, you know, if you don't have anybody backing you. Of course, I know you do play with groups before, but you do play a lot of music by yourself. Tell me about some of the groups that you're working with now.
I've been going out playing with Peter Rowan. I've been playing electric guitar with him. Been really fun. I've known him since I was real little. He played with Phil Monroe when my father was in the band. So I've known him damn near all my life. So it's fun to go out on the road, make some music with him. The band's really good.
And are you bringing anybody with you this time on this trip to Cape? No?
Nope.
Well, people are going to be, you know, happy to see you here. And a lot of people that have been listening to bluegrass and music for a long time, folk music, they certainly are well aware of your name, and they'll be happy to see you here. So what's next for you? What are you? Do you have any projects in the works right now?
There's always stuff in the works. Yeah, I've been recording, been writing songs, doing everything, writing, recording, touring, everything, nonstop.
Yeah, you have quite a list of bands and people you've played with. But you've been living in Nashville for a while, so I'm sure you pick any...
It's 85.
85. Okay. So, yeah, I'm sure you have your pick of whoever you want to play with, I guess.
Well, there's a lot of folks here to choose from.
Well, certainly. You know, we're looking forward to it. But once again, David Greer, he's going to be at Tunes at Twilight here in Cape Girardeau, Old Town Capes, Tunes at Twilight at the Ivor Square Gazebo coming up on August 14th. And the show starts at 6:30. Well, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.